Now, time for Pause for Thought, and this is a chance where we get to sit down with someone who has a guide dog and to talk about that relationship, that very personal relationship between the person and their animal. And this week's is a rather emotional story of Alan Weatherly and his guide dog Judy and how they ended up together.
I'm Alan Weatherly, and I've got my guide dog Judy with me. My father died in 2014, and sort of after Dad passed away, I got quite depressed. And then I had a couple of occasions when I was out using my cane where I was pushed over, nasty sort of things happened. And I sort of also noticed that my night vision particularly seemed to be not as great as it was, and also my day vision seemed a little bit more blurry. I do live on my own, and I was sort of feeling that I come to work and just want to get home and shut the door because I was not very good in the dark. I met somebody at an exhibition who was a guide dog owner, and I was very struck by the partnership and how seamless it seemed to be, and they seemed to work really, really well together. And I said to him how long I had been a guide dog owner, expecting him to say several years, and was quite shocked when he said about 9 months. And so I decided that I had nothing to lose and a lot to gain, so I just made an initial call to guide dogs. So they did think that a guide dog would increase my confidence, get me out and about a bit more, would be a good companion, and would also sort of help my mobility, particularly rushing around on the underground. So December last year, best Christmas present I had was, you know, you've been accepted, but there is a waiting list. And I guess in sort of February this year, I had again an incident where I had someone come up and take money off me, and I had a guy snatch my cane, and it was really not great. And I had, by this time, I didn't want to go out. I lost sort of a lot of my confidence. I had to come to work, but I wasn't very happy. And about 2 days after what had happened and seen the police and etc., I got a phone call out of the blue from guide dogs saying, "We have a dog, would you be prepared to have a walk with her?" And I said, "Yes, of course." So Judy and I have been together now for 6 months, and I think that my confidence has improved. It's fantastic having her around. I talk away to her, and one of these days she might respond back and knock me down. She's great company. She's certainly helped me an awful lot with the nighttime stuff particularly, which is appropriate as the clocks are changing. So one example I'll give you, as we came home from doing some volunteering, got to our local station, no buses running, nothing, so there was only one way to get home, which was about a couple of miles from the station, and that was to walk. And she did everything beautifully and got me back to the flat in about 3/4 of an hour. But I had that trust. I think I might have panicked before. I think now I'm with her, I trust her an awful lot. Generally, I would say it's a very, very positive experience. And I'm trying to go to the next level now, and that's going out socially. It's taken me a little bit of a while to get myself back on my feet. But she's a real joy to have. You know, she's very placid, but she also makes me smile. And I think my confidence and approach to getting out and about now is very much down to Judy Weatherly, as I call her, Mrs. Weatherly. She's lovely. She's a real joy. And I'm very, very grateful for her.